Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And each week, I find someone interesting to talk about it with. And we have got a special Star Wars celebration series starting, a regular little catch-up with Tony, the gonk droid that you would know from episode As I Look It Up. You should know this. This is a defining point in your life, Tony. Episode 17.
Episode 17. Man, it's been so long since that.
Yeah, I know. I wonder when Star Wars Episode 17 will come out.
Yeah, we'll probably be, I don't know, sometime in the 2100s maybe, something like that.
I don't know, man. They're pumping them out pretty early. They're pretty quick.
That is true. So they're just going to keep going.
Oh, man. So, Tony, when are you? This is, we are talking at about 3 o'clock Thursday Australian time. What time is it there in California?
9:57 p.m. Wednesday.
And you're at home?
Yeah, I'm at home.
You're not in the line?
Oh, God, I can't do that. That's too much.
So people now are lining up for the big J.J. Abrams, Kathleen Kennedy panel that kicks off Celebration. And I just saw on Twitter that there's this big, like, hall where everyone's lined up to get in. And J.J. Abrams has just bought the entire line pizza.
No way.
Yeah, I just seen this photo of a bearded man in a Star Wars t-shirt with a delicious slice of pizza.
That's incredible.
You guys really know how to get that cheese on there in California.
I know, man. Jeez, I don't know what I'm thinking. You know, I have an exhibitor pass because I'm going with the company I work for, so I'm going to be there early in the morning. I'm not going to really deal with the line or try to get into the panel. It just seems like it's going to be too crazy. But I'm definitely going to be on the outside and just, you know, listening in because I have no idea what they're going to be announcing. And if they announce a trailer, which I'm hoping, I'm going to go absolutely crazy. I can't. It's going to be worse than, what was it, Thanksgiving when they released the teaser?
Yeah, well, that was that was an emotional morning.
That was an emotional morning. I didn't sleep. I like stayed up the whole night. I was checking every hour. I finally set my alarm. I was like, okay, I'm just going to keep looking. I'm going to keep waiting. And sure enough, you know, I slept through my alarm and then I woke up and everybody had already seen it. So it was kind of a letdown.
Oh, really? Did you already know the Millennium Falcon was in it?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Because I felt bad for people that went to like iTunes later on and they'd already put up like a screen, like the logo to promote it had the Millennium Falcon in it.
Oh, that's, you know, I didn't even see that. You know, it was funny because like I was in bed with my wife and we both woke up. We're like, oh my God, grab your phone. Let's not even bother. And you know,
You did it on the phone.
Yeah. And well, this is the thing that we grabbed our phone and then we watched it on the phone and we were just going crazy. And the next thing we did, we brought our computer in and we probably watched it 100 times in a row on our computer. And that was pretty much the entire week, just watching that over and over again. I'm sure with everybody else. And I guess that's why it's, the highest views for a teaser of all time or something?
Yeah, I think it's like
something crazy like that.
Something like 100 million or something like that.
Jeez.
So,
I can't even imagine.
do you get to, like we're going to hopefully be able to talk to you every day on the phone. We'll do a quick chat to see what goes on. What are you looking forward to the most apart from this mysterious presentation?
Oh God! Apart from that, you know,
and what are you hearing? It's going to be it's got to be the trailer, doesn't it?
It's got to be the trailer. That's what I've been hearing from a lot of people. I mean, I think they're going to be announcing some characters. You know, getting actual like full pictures of what these people are going to be looking like, and you know, in full gear. And then you know, I really think it's going to be the trailer, and I don't think it's going to be necessarily like a full trailer with, you know, give away more plot. I think it's actually just going to be similar to the teaser. And I want that, you know, I don't want to know anything. I don't want to know anything. And I just want to keep it simple. I want to see some flashes of like Han Solo so I could just go, you know, complete ape shit. I want something like that. That's what I'm hoping for.
See, we're on different sides of the fence. You're a Han Solo guy. And I just want to see Luke Skywalker ignite his lightsaber. Yeah.
I don't think we're going to get to see that in a trailer. I'm pretty sure the way Abrams is setting it up, I think we're going to be seeing that. Like, we're going to have to wait a while if they even show any Luke in trailers, because I don't think that's going to even happen.
That was a cool thing about the teaser. It told you nothing, but it just got you
amped.
So I just want them to keep, like, as you said, just stay along that line. Just give us, just amp us up.
Just show me an X-Wing flying through space just for like 2 seconds and I will go crazy, so excited like I was for that freaking teaser. like just give me anything like that. I get a chill thinking about it. Like, we're going to see an X-Wing. What if Luke's inside one of those X-Wings just flying somewhere? It's ridiculous.
What about Han and Chewie in the cockpit?
Oh my God. Oh God. That's just, I don't know, man. That's a lot for me to handle. that's going to be a lot for me to take in when that goes down. I'm sure, you know, I heard your reaction to the teaser, and you and me weren't too far off from each other. I'm pretty sure my wife was staring at me like, are you okay? I was like, no, baby, I'm not okay.
It's just like, you weren't this emotional at the birth.
I know. She's going to be like, well, I've never seen you act this way in bed before, so.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I guess
so. You don't want your partner like silently weeping in bed.
Yeah. That's really like, oh my God, hopefully this is the last time that happens. Yeah, so no, take a note. So if you do see a trailer and you're ever with anyone, like your significant other in your bed, just don't watch that trailer in a bed with anybody ever, because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't want them to look at you different again, because you could ruin that spot.
I don't even know how you watched it in bed. Physically. Man. Like, I was so upright and, like, I don't think I've ever sat straighter than...
I was, like, weak in the knees when I got up. It was an experience, man. That was probably the safest place for a guy like me to watch it.
We're hoping, if it is the trailer... We are planning a contingency to do that same sort of thing again tomorrow. So,
excellent.
Yeah, because I'm not sure if everyone listening knows, but they are putting up about 30 hours of content. They're live streaming it and then having it on demand for free. From all the things that are happening at Star Wars Celebration. But I've just started seeing, I'm not sure if you're like saving this till you get there or what, but I've started to see photos on Facebook pages and stuff, and it's killing me.
Oh my God, I know.
Like, have you seen any photos yet?
That's all I do is I just lurk and I wait for something to drop.
I've seen like a full size cantina.
Yeah, I saw it. What looks like the sand crawler, like the bottom of it.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure. It's going to be so much. I'm glad I'm there for all 4 days, because I don't think I'm going to be able to get through at least like an aisle without like freaking out for at least like an hour. So it's going to be a crazy experience.
Have you ever been to one before?
No, I've never been to one. And when they had it here in LA, I couldn't get out of work, which is when, I forget how many years ago that was. So I had to miss it, which was horrible. And I still get a lot of shit to this day from one of my best friends about it. He's like, I can't believe it. I would have quit my job. But at that point, I think I was probably like 18, 20, something like that. So I probably should have quit my job and went to that. It would have worked out better.
Oh, man. There's so much good stuff there. What else have I... They had
a massive like AT-AT. I don't know if you saw a picture of that.
Oh, really? Those German... Is it the Germans? They build like full-size props. Which is just
those
insane.
Germans, man. I'm waiting for those things to actually, you know, start really moving.
And I also saw a huge backdrop that it was curtained off, and it looks like the desert in the opening scene of the teaser.
Ooh, so that's cool. I haven't seen that yet.
So it was like, I think it was just like, you know, like a printed sort of billboard sort of thing hung up, but it looked like pretty much a medium cinema-sized screen. That's how big it was. But they're having actual, you can see that speeder bike that is in the teaser, and a few of the full costumes are going to be there on display. Like there's actual Force Awakens.
There's an exhibit, right?
Yeah.
I heard that earlier. That's pretty interesting. I wonder what they're going to be showing. That's going to give out a lot, I think.
I don't think it will. I think it's just going to be lots of details about the things we've already seen.
Yeah, you know, hopefully they do more of a full reveal of who Kylo Ren, what he's going to look like, because that outfit already looks insane. And hopefully we get to see some more of that.
And in the guide to the program, there's a full head to toe shot of a stormtrooper.
Yes, I've seen that.
I bet you have.
Yeah, now there's quite a few things I've seen, and oh man, that is. What do you think about that? I'm curious what you think about the new Stormtrooper, how it looks. Because now that we finally, you know, like the trailer, you see like the helmet, you kind of get like a little profile shot of it. I'm kind of curious what you think of like the full Stormtrooper now. Like, we have it. We know what we're getting for this movie.
Yeah, you go.
No. I think it's incredible. Like, I just really don't know what you know.
Yeah, I don't, I'm not like a huge, like, I haven't even, like, given a critical eye to it. I've just like gone, yep, awesome. I don't have anything. I'm not even here to question it, Tony.
All right.
I'm just here to accept it.
That's good. You know, there's certain people who are completely hating. There's people who, you know, they're just going crazy, but accepting it, I think that's actually really important, because with what we're getting right now, you know, we're getting little, you know, hits and bits here, and to accept it and not have a negative outlook on it, I think is incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. Just out of, like, the context, people going, you know, crazy over Kylo Ren's lightsaber and stuff, but it's just like, until you've got the context, then just chill out.
Yeah, shut up and let's wait a little while. I mean, I think it looks cool. It's different, and I'm all for it. You know, like I've been getting a lot of negative response from people. Just, you know, when I talk to them about, you know, since the trailer, since the teaser, and it's like, shut up already. You didn't even, you know, it was 88 seconds, but really, what you got like 30 seconds. Shut up.
I think if you've got problems with that teaser.
Yeah, you like, just got problems.
you're in for a long year. Like, it's just, ugh. But we've been doing live podcasts during the comedy festival here in Melbourne, and at the episode that we're going to put up tomorrow, someone actually brought like a crocheted Kylo Ren lightsaber. It was awesome. So it was the first time I'd seen a physical replication of it, and it was really exciting.
That's really cool. I think, you know, I was at WonderCon a couple 2 weeks ago, and I guess somebody was walking around with one, like a custom made, like master, like one of those, you know, master replica looking ones, and it was pretty awesome. Like, it's cool to actually start to see those out in public.
I cannot wait. What else are you looking forward to at the convention?
Well, you know, I haven't really checked out too many of the panels, so I'm definitely going to be trying to go to as many of the toy ones as possible. What I'm really looking forward to, because as you know, I'm a big Star Wars, a vintage collector. I am going to be going complete crazy looking for vintage figures this con, because this is like the one time like everybody just brings only Star Wars stuff, and it's all vintage stuff, like the majority of what I'm going to be seeing. So I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Have you noticed vintage prices going up in the last year?
Absolutely. They've been going up so freaking much. It's starting to become painful. Mm. Like, it makes complete sense, as it did, like, when the prequels came out. Like, they're skyrocketing at that point. But, like, right now, I think it's a bigger increase than it was back then.
Yeah. I actually just, and this is pretty sad. I bought on eBay a box of figures that would complete my vintage figure collection.
Oh, awesome.
And I've been so busy with various comedy festivals and the like that I've had it for 6 weeks and I still haven't put them in the cabinet yet.
That's so funny.
It's so depressing. Like Mondays, the comedy festival finishes after a month on Monday, and Monday is my, like, I guess from a lot of comedians in Melbourne, a big blowout day. Like, you just do, you know, like, you wake up extremely hungover for one, and I always just get like, you know, get some sort of takeaway thing and just watch movies.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things I think I'll be doing, apart from looking on Facebook with teary eyes of all the cool stuff that's happening in Anaheim, is I am going to be putting all these figures in my little cabinet. And I've got this, I don't know, this chart, like, it's obviously from...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're little, that's your dream, is to have all the figures on the back of the card.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is.
And I'm really hoping, I might be disappointed, but my theory is that once you lock all the figures, complete vintage figures with weapons in the cabinet, something happens. Like, the lightsabers light up or something like that.
You start hearing R2 whistling.
Yeah.
You know, when I completed my my loose collection, I felt this warmth over me, and it lasted for a good week until I started looking for carded, and it just started all over again.
Oh, how far are you into the carded collection?
I am about a third of the way in.
Really?
Yeah, it's pricey, man, and it's only going up. It's becoming a real hunt these days. But, you know, there's a lot of cool people out there who are willing to help out. You know, trading is a really big key if you have extras. You know, I always try to buy extras of the rarer figures or weapons, things that I see that actually looks a lot decent. Because, you know, I'm always upgrading my stuff. You know, mm-hmm. if I see something better for a good price, I'll take it. And then, you know, trade off the other ones. So I'm constantly looking, and it's pretty good. People are... there's a lot of honest collectors out there, and there's a lot of people that want to help you complete. So I think that's really cool.
Nice. And is there any like exclusives and stuff that you're gunning for at the festival? Of course, there's the festival, the convention. I'm getting what you're doing confused to what I'm doing. I know that there's no Hasbro exclusive this year, which people were. That's just another thing to dislike Hasbro for a lot of people. It's a lot of negative energy around that brand with fans at the moment.
Yeah, it's been weird, you know, because I collect some Hasbro stuff still. And, you know, if I see something really cool, I'll definitely pick it up. And, you know, for there not to be anything, it's kind of crazy. I mean, it's Celebration. But, you know, at a company that scale, you would think they would pop something out. But, you know, it's understandable. They're probably saving something probably for Comic-Con or something like that, you know, but it's just kind of weird, you know?
Do you reckon we'll get a Force Awakens exclusive for Comic-Con?
I think we're going to see a few. I think we're going to see something.
Ooh. Well, I'll be at Comic-Con, so we will be having quite the time. I assume you'll be there working?
Yes, I'll be there working. I'm pretty sure I'll be there. You know, it all depends. If I want to actually take some time and walk around more, you know, actually just not be there working and just enjoy the whole con. Because last year, you know, obviously it was kind of crazy working here the whole time with our exclusive. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was just I missed out on a lot of panels and stuff like that I really wanted to see. So I think this year maybe I'll sit this one out and just go there as a fan, you know?
Just go there as a gonk.
Just go there as a gonk, walk around in costume, you know, hang out with some buddies and, you know, maybe do some podcasting with you, you know, something kind of fun, you know?
Yeah, well, me and Jackie we've never been into Hall H, which is that's the mega hall where you have your big Avengers and X-Men reveals and stuff. And we've never had anything that we wanted to see so badly when we were there that would necessitate the queuing overnight or whatever. But we are it's so weird that the mentality of a fan, it's like, please let there be a giant Star Wars thing in Hall H because I want to line up overnight for it.
Oh my god!
Like,
I
want that experience of
I want
J.J. Abrams to buy me a slice of pizza,
dude. No kidding, man. I can't believe that. Still, that's crazy. I can't. You know, I don't live too far from there, so I'm kind of sad. I didn't swing by just for that, because I have friends waiting right now to get in. So it's kind of disappointing I didn't get a text. It's fucking bastards. You guys listen to this. Fuck you guys. Whatever.
But is there any exclusives you're hanging out for?
I'm thinking I'm going to pick up that Gentle Giant, that vintage droids C-3PO. Have you seen that?
Ooh, yeah, that's pretty nice.
Dude, that thing's killer. You know, lately I've been dabbling in that line, collecting it. So it's kind of like, I think I'm going to have to pick that up. I think that's a cool piece.
I've only got the blue Snaggletooth one, the jumbo figure, which was the convention exclusive from the first time I went to Comic-Con. But I tell you what I'm hanging out for, and if you have easy access to this, please grab it for me, is the Itty Bitties Dengar and Bossk exclusive. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen that. I'll have to check that out.
But you know the Itty Bitties, the little squashed down teddy bears?
No, I'm not familiar with those.
Oh, they're so cute.
Squashed down teddy bears, huh?
Yeah, it's like Hallmark, and they do it for a few brands. Like,
oh, it's at Hallmark?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do like Wizard of Oz and I think...
You know, I just Googled it. I'm looking at it right now. I'm an idiot. I have that, actually. I have some of them for my daughter. Makes sense. You know what I mean? I can't even keep track of my kids' toys anymore. What's going on?
That's my one that I was just like, ooh, because I just love...
That's awesome. Okay.
I just love that line. And
I think I might have some friends at Hallmark, so I'll have to swing by see what they can do.
I don't think they're that hard to get. Like at Comic-Con, it was the ornaments that they do that people were just going.
Yeah.
And then it's always sad that, you know, you line up to get an exclusive and then on the last day, you could just walk up and get them. Like, like I never get the hot exclusive, it seems. I last at Comic-Con last time I got Porkins, the little statue.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember you told me that.
And that was
and it didn't sell out or anything. It was just there.
That was so sadly available every day. But it was like the first thing on preview night, I worked out this way to scam in early, which included feigning that I had a emergency in the pants area. And hey man, you got to do what you got to do.
Jesus, that's awesome. Hey man, I respect that. That's smart. That's smart thinking, you know.
And not only that, I did live podcast me doing it, so it's quite the experience. But yeah, so I lined up, got this Porkins, and yeah, it was so available for the rest of the weekend.
Oh yeah, you know. And I like stuff like that. I like Porkins. I'm a Porkins fan. So that's pretty cool. That's a cool piece. It's kind of funny that it was an exclusive, which is I don't understand why, but but hey, you know what I mean? That's a cool piece. I actually think it's pretty funny. I don't have it, but I think it's actually a good one that if I ever track down for the right price, I'd definitely pick it up.
Yeah, me and my brother just loved the way he jiggled in the X-Wing when we were little. We thought that was really cool.
Oh, God. I'm just replaying it in my mind right now. I'm sure everybody is right now.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you're replaying it.
All right. Well, I am I'm so jealous, Tony.
Dude, you know, it's such a shame that you're not here, man. It's crazy. I think we spoke a couple weeks or a couple months back, and when I asked you, I couldn't believe it. I was like, how is he not going to be here for this?
Yeah, but, I know. You know, but it just it falls on the last weekend of Comedy Festival. And
yeah, and you know what? By the way, I've actually checked out what you've been doing, what you've been up to lately, and you're kicking ass right there, man.
I'm trying.
Oh, yeah. So it makes complete sense. So
are you guys doing, I don't know if you – should talk about at Jack's. Do you guys have an exclusive for Celebration?
No, we don't have an exclusive for Celebration. It's actually what we're going to be showing, though. We're going to be doing some reveals, so that I can't really talk about right now. Not till the weekend once we announce, and I'm sure I'll be able to talk about it after. And it's going to be pretty awesome. So I'm actually really excited to talk about that.
Okay.
When the opportunity comes.
anything post Return of the Jedi?
No, nothing post Return of the Jedi. Nothing yet.
Ooh.
But eventually I'm sure we'll see some stuff.
Okay. Anything that might be too big for me to carry home on the plane?
I would definitely say so.
Ha ha ha!
So there's gonna be a lot of fun coming.
Yeah,
I'm really excited. So I'm gonna be there the whole weekend. I'm gonna be working, and not the whole time. I'm gonna be, you know, running around buying toys like crazy and seeing my friends. But for the most part, I'll be there, and I'll be giving little demos. You know, talking about our toys and talking about the exciting new things that we're gonna be offering, and it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Nice. So if you are actually listening to this in a line at Celebration, go hang out at Jack's and say hey to Tony, the gonk droid, and give him a holler.
Yeah, give me a holler, and I'll be more than glad to show you some of the product. There's going to be tons that we're bringing over there. It's going to be so much fun to, you know, a lot of it's in cases, but, you know, I might want to start take a couple out and play with them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What good is toys behind cases, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. The and if you are in Melbourne, our last live Steel Wars is on 2:30 Sunday afternoon at Fort Delta, and I can let you know that it looks like our panel, and of course we'll be discussing all things happening from Star Wars Celebration. This is so crazy. I love this. I love living through it. That just like when I wake up tomorrow, Star Wars more than likely will be completely changed.
Oh my God, I know. I can't believe it. And like in 12 hours, less than 12 hours, something crazy is going to be going on.
Yep.
Oh, I can't wait.
Our guests, I just got a text message back that I can tell you. We've got our returning guests, Tegan Higginbotham, Paul Verhoeven, and the sellout king of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Ronnie Chang, is strapping in for our final episode. So it should be a very high energy hour and a half of nerdery.
You know, I'm going to be waking up tomorrow as I'm sitting probably in traffic for about an hour, and the whole time I will not get there that fast enough, if you know what I mean. Like, it's going to be crazy.
What time are you getting there?
Oh, I think I'm going to get there probably like around 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm about 45 minutes away. So in California, in traffic, that's probably about like two and a half hours at that time in the morning. So yeah, driving to a Star Wars convention where they're going to be announcing some crazy stuff. Sitting in traffic, it's going to be a really antsy morning.
It sounds like in that LA traffic, you'll be doing the Anaheim run in about 800 parsecs.
Yeah, 800 parsecs. Yeah, if I'm lucky.
Well. Jesus.
Thank you for this sizzle. I'm so jealous, but I'm very glad that we get to share a bit of your experience throughout the convention. And how amazing is it that this technology actually works if people are listening to this now?
Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. Come on, you think it's like some kind of like Star Trek technology or something, you know?
Ooh, maybe it's not so good.
I just pissed you all off.
Yeah. So if you are listening, it looks like if there is a new trailer, we'll be doing another trailer viewing episode, which should be up maybe Friday afternoon Australian time. We'll try to get it straight up so everyone can hear me make weird noises while watching the television. That's always good fun. And then we're going to be checking in with Tony whenever he's available, hopefully maybe once a day. And then we've got our live episode that we recorded last week with Jimmy James Eaton and Xavier Michelidi. So your podcast feed, make sure you're subscribed. And there could be maybe in the next week about 7 new little episodes for you to listen to throughout all the different things we've got going on. So if you are appreciative of this, please retweet us, like us on Facebook, spread the word, and drop a sweet 5-star review on iTunes. Tony, enjoy that drive down tomorrow. That'll be very anxious. Hopefully tomorrow evening, I might be able to have a quick chat with you to talk about what you think of the Force Awakens trailer.
Oh, I hope so. Please be the trailer. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to talk about it because I'm sure that's all I'm going to be doing all day tomorrow if it happens.
Oh, man. So good.
Yeah. I'll just leave you a message of me screaming and crying after I watch it if that happens.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, man. And hopefully I'll chat to you tomorrow.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. Thanks heaps, Tone.
No problem. Take care.
Cheers.
Bye.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.